fire it up.
This stuff that you have on your website, you are literally giving money away. And I don't know if I'm being a bit, I'm not sure how to say this, but I don't know if you know how powerful your stuff are, honestly, because I could come in any day and I'm feeling down and so on. And I listen to not a few of your podcasts, just one, anyone. I just go on there and just click whatever I want. And straight away, the mood just changed. Everything just changed. It just came to my mind. I don't understand how on earth is Chuck actually putting this podcast on his website for free. It's just really, really, really honestly crazy stuff, because these things are so powerful. Like I said to you, it's just extremely powerful stuff, honestly. Honestly powerful stuff.
Mountain Movers! Tell me something good. Chuck Morrison here from MakingMountainsMove.com. Your brother from the same mother, Mother Earth. Today we're going to be talking about insane courage. Insane courage. Now, you've heard me say this before. Sometimes when you're going after a major dream, a major life goal, a burning desire, it stretches you, right? It grows you. It requires you to be a little bit abnormal, which, as you may know well by now, abnormal stands for above normal. But first, I just want to start today's show off with a quick shout-out and a sincere thank you. A thank you to you. Yes, you listening to my voice right now, right at this very moment. I'm telling you, we have the best people from all around the globe, from the UK, Asia, the US, Canada, Mexico, people who just flat-out refuse to live life on other people's terms, demanding the best from themselves, demanding the best from life, and making mountains move to make their dreams come true. You, my friend, yes, you are awesome. And you know what? I'll name names. Why not? It's people like Josie from New York, Akayla, Kathy Lou, Croft, Laura, Ricardo, Farhan, Ryan, Eric, John, Tracy. Every single one of you plugging into the Triple M movement and refusing to live life below your full God-given potential, I salute you, man, woman. It's such an honor to be on this amazing journey with you. You fire me up. And I want to assure you of something right now. We are just getting started. You and I, baby, you are not in this game called life alone. And I'm telling you right now, you ain't seen nothing yet. We are in so many ways just getting started here at Making Mountains Move. What I have planned for you, I've been so incredibly busy here behind the scenes at Making Mountains Move for well over a year now. In massive development, developing the world's best breakthrough and personal development tools and innovations to flat out explode your results. Explode your results. And how can I say it's the best in the world? Well, because it is. No, but really, it is. And I love how Bob Proctor puts this. If you've ever heard the great Bob Proctor speak before, you've likely heard him say that he can brag about his information because none of the material is his. You know, it's been passed down and inherited and studied and applied and proven. Well, the same thing goes with my information, or for that matter, anyone else out there delivering high quality, life changing, results driven personal development and training. You know, much of this information is centuries old, but unfortunately, a lot of it's either been forgotten or misunderstood. And you know what? I work with a lot of awesome people who want to get into the arena of personal development and self growth. And a lot of them experience a great deal of fear and anxiety. In fact, it's a lot of the same fears and anxieties that I have myself when I was first getting started. You know, doubts like, who am I, right? What gives me the right? What do I have to offer? How can I compete when there are so many others out there doing what I want to do? Well, first of all, who you are is a completely unique individual. There is absolutely nobody else on this planet who is the same person as you. You have such amazing gifts and talents to share, personal knowledge and experiences that are literally meant to serve and help other people who are going through the same struggles and adversities that you've gone through yourself. I love how Mike Lippman puts it. You know, he says, you're not here for everybody, but you're here for somebody. And that somebody, you know, it might be one person, it might be 100 people, it might be tens of thousands of people from all around the world. You know, think about this. Tony Robbins, Bob Proctor, Zig Ziglar, Wayne Dyer, they may share the same exact stage and maybe even share a lot of the same information, but what separates them is their experiences. You know, we each have our own voice, our own personality. And I used a key word here a moment ago, experience, right? It's the experience that makes us all unique, that makes us all different, that allows us to share the stage with others and share our message. You know, you playing small or pretending that you're not good enough or that you're not smart enough or that you don't have the talents or that you don't have the gifts, you're stopping yourself. You know, the biggest enemy between our goals and ourselves is ourselves. But, and this is key here, but our biggest ally between our goals and ourselves is ourselves. You know, belief, it will take you literally to the top of the mountain, or it will keep you buried where you are. You know, you've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your dream. It's not only the starting point, it's what I call the always point. You know, you got to keep that belief alive as you're moving towards your target, towards your destination. It's like what Les Brown says, right? We've mentioned this quote before. It's so powerful. I love it. He says, life is a fight for territory. And as soon as you stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want automatically takes over. You've got to keep that belief alive. And sometimes, you know, it might feel like a fight. It's going to demand the best from you. It's going to force you to act when it's uncomfortable, when it's inconvenient, when you don't want to. But you know what? When you know what you're going for and why you're going after it, and you commit yourself to success, you can't be stopped. You won't be stopped. See, I know a thing or two about pursuing a passion and turning that passion into a living reality. And if I could just share with you one thing, only one thing, whether you're just getting started out now or you're on the path itself, it's that you're here for somebody. You know, your product, your service, you. There is a place for you to fill that nobody else can fill. There's something for you to do that nobody else on this planet can do. I'm here to remind you to let your light shine bright. You know, here's what you got to do. Figure out what the best version of yourself looks like, and then just start being that person every day. You know, being means ongoing. It's continuous. Your past, who you've been, what you've gotten or what you haven't gotten, it has no bearing. You know, it doesn't mean a thing. Each and every day, each and every moment is a new opportunity. You know, we're consistently changing and evolving. Did you know that your body and every cell within it completely change every 11 months? You do not possess as little as one cell of your body that you had 1 year ago. And as remarkable as that is, it's mind-blowing, right? Well, check this out. You can remember many years back, right? Your childhood, for example, past experiences, and so on. Well, let me ask you this. How can you remember back all those years when your brain isn't even a year old yet? It's because you are mind. Every great teacher that has ever lived has been trying to teach us this. Literally, what we hold in our minds is what we become. You can absolutely, without a shadow of doubt, change the conditions of your life by changing your mind. You know, I'm reminded of an awesome quote right now from just an awesome movie. It's one of those, you know, feel-good, tear-jerker movies. It's called We Bought a Zoo. And I'll admit, all right, I didn't have much interest to see this movie at all. My wife rented it. I'm so glad she did. But in my opinion, the title and the trailer for the movie really don't give it much justice. It's all about going after one's dream and giving it everything you've got. Everything. To make that dream a reality. Making mountains move approved for sure. But the main character in the movie, played by Matt Damon, has this incredible line, and I posted this on Facebook a couple days ago. By the way, do I even have to say it anymore? Matt Damon's character is talking to his son in the movie, and he says, you know what, I'll play the clip for you right here. This is awesome.
You know, sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage. Just literally 20 seconds. Of just embarrassing bravery. And I promise you, something great will come of it.
20 seconds of insane courage. I mean, awesome, right? Here's what I want to do right here. I want to issue you a challenge, your Triple M challenge for this week. And that's to simply demonstrate 20 seconds of insane courage. It might be that phone call that you've been putting off to say, I forgive you, or I love you. You know, it might be finally getting that website up and running. It might just be believing in yourself and deciding to go for it. I'll say it again. This is so important. There is a place for you to fill that nobody else on this planet can fill. It's your time to shine, baby. Become more of yourself. Demand more of yourself. Create more of yourself. Like I said, the Triple M movement is about to hit overdrive. We've got a new website coming out, new apps, new podcasts, new products and solutions for those who want to plug in on a deeper level. But, you know, our core purpose is to get you living your dream and experiencing breakthrough results. That is what Making Mountains Move is all about. And today I'm here to challenge you I'm challenging you to just 20 seconds. How bad do you want it? You know, when you want it bad enough, you'll do everything it takes. 20 seconds of insane courage. More than likely, you know exactly what to do. It's time to make a stand. It's time to make mountains move. My name is Chuck Morrison. The movement is MakingMountainsMove.com. Listen, your life, your dream, your results are about to reach levels that you didn't even know existed. 20 seconds of insane courage can literally transform your life. Are you up for the challenge? I gotta fly here. I gotta catch a plane. I'm heading down to Tampa Bay, Florida for a few days. You can catch me on Facebook. You can catch me on Twitter, facebook.com/MakingMountainsMove, @MakeMTNSMove, @MakeMountainsMove is the Twitter account. Make no mistake. I'm talking to you. You listening to my voice right now. You are helping make this planet a better place. And you know what? Real quick, do I have time? Yeah, we've got a minute here. I'm going to probably miss the plane. No, I'm kidding. But I've got another. Here you go. Another world-famous Chuck Morrison ADD moment for you here. See, I'm just a real guy, man. I'm just an average guy who went for his dream, made it a reality, and now made it my life's mission to serve, empower, inspire other people to live their dream. I got to share this with you. So, we're talking about making this planet a better place and just how awesome life is right now. I'm at the grocery store the other day with my kids, and this woman behind me, God bless her, she's standing behind me in the line, and she asks how old my kids are. You know, so I tell her, I'm like, you know, Cadence, my oldest, is 2.5, and my God, 2.5, unbelievable. Where does time go? And Michaela, my youngest, is 13 months. And she says, God, I can't imagine raising kids in today's world. I was like, are you kidding me? And I didn't say that. I gently smiled back at her and I responded, actually, I couldn't think of a better time to raise kids. We live in such a world of tremendous opportunity right now. I mean, there's more opportunity now than there ever has been before in human history. It truly is an amazing time to be alive. And I just feel so blessed to be part of this shift that's occurring, you know, and to play an active role. And by the way, for the record, you're a part of this process too. You are playing a critical role in the shift that's occurring right now. It's a shift of consciousness and human potential. It's time to unleash your greatness, baby. It's time to stop playing small and start living the life that you were meant to live and show this world what you're made of. It's time to lead, man. The world needs you playing at a higher level. I'm telling you right now, there are people you don't even know yet who are just waiting for you to arrive. 20 seconds of insane courage. That's all it takes. And you know what? Listen, you know what? I'm a ready, fire, aim type of guy. Tell you what, if you take action, if you send me an email and share what you did to demonstrate 20 seconds of insane courage, I will personally send you an official Making Mountains Move wristband. I'm ready, fire, Abe. We've got over 100,000 subscribers here. I don't think I have enough wristbands on deck right now. 100,000. Can you believe it? It all started, by the way, as nothing more than a dream. Remember that. But I want to reward the action takers here. I always reward action takers. So I'll tell you what. The first 10 people who take action and send me an email, chuck@makingmountainsmove.com, and demonstrate, you know, just share with me how you've demonstrated 20 seconds of insane courage, you will receive an official Triple M wristband. What can I say other than Making Mountains Move? Again, my name is Chuck Morrison. I got to catch a flight. Check us out at MakingMountainsMove.com. Now, you know what time it is. It's time to get out there. Time to shine, baby, and make those mountains move.